Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What it's going to look like for Major League Baseball this year, we know, a shortened 60-game regular season, but 16 teams in the playoffs. That agreed to just before last night's Yankees-Nationals opener. That means, are you ready for the nuts and bolts of this, Colin? The six division winners all get in. The six second-place teams all get in. And then the two best remaining records in each league will be into the playoffs as well. Eight on each side. Eight in the American, eight in the National, which, if that were the playoff format last year during a full regular season, would have meant a 78-84 Texas Rangers squad would have been the final seed on the American League side of the bracket. There's a chance we'll have a losing team, or at the very least a 500 team, in the playoffs this year. I still don't have a problem with this. People are going to talk about watered-down playoffs and that kind of nonsense. I'm all about, especially with a shortened sprint of a season, creating as much drama as possible, and 8 3-game wild card series will do just that.
There's also a chance that we could have a fourth-place team, right?
Yes.
In a division. That could if a division is very good. And now, I don't know, because of the 60 games, that there's enough out of division to, for that mathematically to happen this year. But if it was 162 games, it could definitely happen. Whereas the two wild cards, if you would, the non-first or second place teams, if their records could be higher than potentially the third place team from another one. Again, I don't know if 60 provides as much for that to happen. But yeah, I like it. I don't know. There's a premium, it seems to be, and we'll get into this in a little bit, a premium put on playoffs and away from the regular season in all sports, and people will cry about a dilution of the sport in totality if you do this, if you keep expanding the playoffs. But I don't know. The winners are going to be seeded 1-3, the second place teams 4-6. So the first round pairings will be 1-8. If you're the best team in baseball, you still play the worst. If you're the second best team, or in your league, if you're the second, you still play the seventh. So there's premium in, or there's an impetus of the regular season to do as well as you can. That's still there. You're not shuffled into the same deck.
Well, and here's the thing. People are going to say, "Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's a weird season. Let's just try it for this year." No, I have no problem with this being the system going forward, to be quite honest, because Major League Baseball, in a 162-game season, the cream does rise to the top. You're always going to have the best teams have the best records and therefore be in the best possible position going into the playoffs. And building off of your point, that means, you know, the Dodgers aren't going to necessarily get to roll over someone. Anything can happen in a three-game series, but I'll use them as an example. The Dodgers win two-thirds of their games this year and go 40-20, and they get three games at home against the team that might not even have a winning record. Then that's your reward. You're into the playoffs. Do you have to play a couple extra games? Yeah, you do. But that contrived drama, I'm okay with it.
Here's my thought, taking
The eighth place team in the league, which I'll throw out just as an example. I don't know. Let's say the White Sox, for example, get into the playoffs this year and they get to go to the Bronx and play the Yankees. I'm okay with that.
My thought is this. The one point that I can't figure out where I stand on this is the difference between playing 7-8, right? And I don't know how much difference there would be in those two teams.
Right.
Will it provide, also, especially in 60 as opposed to 162, will it provide you needing to try to win those last couple regular season games to try to get number one as opposed to number two in order to play eight instead of seven? Will it be that much of a difference? Will you try to the very end?
Yeah, because and the other thing is
if you're not four games clear of that second place team.
Right, and mathematical tiebreakers are going to become a part of the equation here, especially in a 60-game season because they can't schedule any extra games or anything like that. But I would imagine even in a full 162-game regular season, you can't have any more play-in games or tiebreaker games, right? Because you'd already have this wild card setup where there's eight three-game series starting. You'd have to use, as they will this year in a shortened season, these mathematical tiebreakers, which means – every little thing becomes that much more magnified, right. Even
head-to-head
if this were to remain
then,
the system going forward. Yeah.
Head-to-head record, then better record within a team's division in the last 20 games within a division. And then if there's still a tie, the standard would be the last 21 games within a division, then 22, then so on. So there's an urge to win every single game that you play from the very beginning. There's not this makeup and we'll try to race and get back into it. And I don't see, other than the length, when you keep expanding playoffs and how long it can run, I don't see any real negatives.
No, and again, what it does, even if you go back to last year's full regular season standings, only six teams would have finished more than 10 games out of a playoff spot. Even the Pirates would have been in the conversation down to the very end. And that is, maybe down into the last couple of weeks. And that, I think, is what Major League Baseball is looking for more than anything. Opening day continues today, 8:15 tonight, in fact, in St. Louis for the Pirates. We'll talk to Stephen Brault in the 9 o'clock hour, as well as Michael McHenry of AT&T Sportsnet, Bernie Miklas from St. Louis, just after 8:30 or so here on the Fan Morning Show. John is in Belle Vernon. He joins us now on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Great.
We're well.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I have to admit, I am actually really, really, really excited about baseball. I mean, I know for a while we didn't think it was going to happen, you know, but the way I see it is people should really get behind the Pirates this year, man. I mean, anybody could make it. You know, it doesn't matter how good or bad you are. I mean, you have to be decent, but it's not a 162-game schedule, man. I mean, we could, like, potentially squeak in there and then just turn it on the playoffs. I mean, I would really love to see that. And I think that Charrington and the ownership should see it that way as well, go all out, because there may not be another opportunity. And, I mean, I would love to keep some of the way they're doing this year into next year, but I think the traditionalists are going to want to go back to the way it was, I think, you know. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say, and thanks for listening. You guys have a great day.
All right.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
John,
yeah, I share his excitement, Colin, for baseball. I think we both do. We're baseball guys, always have been. Grew up as baseball guys. We both covered the team here in town. And I think, yeah, we're excited about baseball, too, because it felt like we weren't going to get it for a while. I don't think Ben Charrington looks at it through the same prism, though. It strikes me that this organization is going to look at this 60-game season, regardless of every opportunity that may exist for what seems like every single team down until the last week to 10 days of things. They're going to look at it as they have since they took the job, and that's
if he looked
an opportunity
at it
for development.
He would have tried to sign a guy like Puig. He would have gone out. He would have signed some pitchers. He would have done some things. This is development. Back to the playoffs real quick. I was thinking about this morning as we were looking at the expansion of playoffs in kind of all of sports, and especially in baseball here. Haven't we gotten at all levels? Think about this. Think about when you and I were growing up. There was a longer regular season. Like, you played on that team, like your in-house team or whatever. Then the kids made the tournament team. Then maybe you played on an additional travel baseball team that was outside of your organization. Now, and this is all levels, are there really regular season? Isn't everything compacted into a tournament or a playoff or an elimination event? Where are regular seasons and the value of them? Seemingly at all levels, I think, are starting to dwindle. And again, it's all the way down to the youth level. Why would the professional level and the excitement that can be grabbed therein be lost on the professional level? Shorter regular seasons, more playoffs are the way to go. They just are.
And we're going to see it with the return of basketball and hockey in their formats. with baseball in this format this summer, we're going to see, I think, that the audiences enjoy this more, to be quite honest.
The only thing with baseball is this. I love this expansion from 10 to 16. Is it too much if you still play 106? Like, this would be perfect if you went to 150 or 148. Yeah, 162 and these playoffs could be oversaturation.
It could be if it pushes baseball into November, definitely. I think, you know, look, if you're a baseball fan, you love baseball, you're going to watch it from start to finish, beginning to end. I think this is a question about how do you bring in the average sports fan? We talk about that all the time. If you're a sport like baseball or hockey, how do you bring in the average sports fan when you've got an opportunity to do it? And baseball has an opportunity through a shortened season and an expanded playoff to bring in the average sports fan, because there may be some compelling storylines that are born out of, I don't know, the San Diego Padres getting into the playoffs and upsetting the Nationals in a three-game wild card or something like that and going on a Cinderella run. Nothing brings in the average everyday American sports fan and the average everyday American viewer more than a Cinderella story. And that, think about what we talked about with March Madness yesterday. People love it because they don't know anything about those teams, but they see a 14 next to that Belmont name and they go, well, they're not supposed to win, but then they go on a run and everybody loves them. Same thing's going to happen in baseball or hockey if one of these qualifying round series is an upset, or in the NBA. People love an upset and they love a Cinderella, and this increases the opportunity for that.
Well, yeah, and people also love an everything and all consequences type of game, a lose and you're out sort of game, and that's what these provide more of.
Yeah, and I think they got it right with expanding the playoffs. I just hope it lasts beyond this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.